This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved. That's the big deal, is being engaged and being involved. You know, I mean, man, the weekend, crazy weekend, right? A lot happening. The president at a rally today. I mean, my guy, how do they keep saying that his popularity is waning, or, you know, his poll numbers are way down? And you look at what's going on, you look at how many people show up. Really, when did that happen? How did that happen? How can he say he's not popular when he can't get in to the stadiums? Oh, I forgot. That's right. He's paying people, right? I forgot about that. All right. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. General Paul Vavil, he retired, will be with us after the first break. And it just seems like there's a lot going on overseas, but we're not hearing about it anymore. You're getting bits of it. We're so caught up in impeachment that we're not getting the day-to-day, minute-by-minute reporting that we're supposed to get. I'm sorry, got distracted for a second. Anyway, but seriously. You know, North Korea fired off another rocket the other day. Yeah, big deal, little deal. Is it just him trying to get attention? Hey, look at me, look at me. You haven't been paying attention to me for a while. I don't know. But we're going to ask somebody who's in it, who knows what's going on. The removal of troops from Syria. How's that going? How real is that? How many did we actually pull? Did anybody realize that? I think it was really, honestly, a total of about 50 troops. You're really not going to get, you'll never get the real number. But in all that flurry of what was happening, we ended up getting the ISIS top guy and the number two guy. That's terrible, isn't it? We'll talk a little later on about the Friday jobs report. It went by at a million miles an hour. It smashed another... all expectations, really. As the economy added 128,000 new jobs during the month of October, right? We were told it was going to be bad. Well, the left was told us that. And the tally went way over the 85,000 mark, which is what the economists were saying was going to happen. The real number is much better. Now, if you think about the positive revisions to the totals for August and September, went up over 300,000 jobs that were added. Now, I used to say this under Obama, too. We all get excited. We all get crazy when the numbers come out. You know, you're either excited or you're mad or whatever, whatever, whatever. But here's the reality. They always get readjusted because the numbers come out pretty quick. You know, they want to get them out there for you. And then they have to be somewhat adjusted. Then you get the real numbers about 30 days later. Now, 120, come on, let that sink in for a second. I'm tired of hearing how bad it is. I'm tired of hearing about how it's all smoke screens. And then anything good, remember, is because of Obama. They keep telling us that. They added 128,000 new jobs, only expecting 85. I'm sorry. That sounds like a major win to me. But it didn't end there. There's a lot more going on. Wages are on the rise across America with 15 straight months and counting of a 3% or higher average, you know, hourly increases. Now, they're telling you that's not true. It's not really happening because it can't happen. It's Trump. How can that happen? Trump is in Kentucky tonight. Right? He's talking to blue collar, middle class. They're doing much better, by the way. They're doing much better under Trump than they ever did under Obama. Right? Now, the Beltway can't talk about this stuff. Media, the general media will not talk about this, about Trump, because they're all successes. It's all about impeachment that really doesn't exist. Another fabricated story. It's amazing to me. It shouldn't be. That shows how stupid I am, right? But it's amazing to me when we're sitting here and you're thinking about the Donald Trump, or I'm sorry, Joe Biden, who openly admits that there was a quid pro quo, and the left doesn't report on that at all, and yet Trump, who there is no proof, there is no direct tie, he's guilty, right? I don't get it. The bluegrass state, a lot happening there right now. 48,000 jobs have been added to Kentucky since President Trump's election. What's funny is, remember, you've got candidates right now that are going to stop fracking, they're going to stop coal mining, they're going to stop all that stuff. They're going to blow jobs all over again. Elizabeth Warren, we're going to talk about it a little later. Some of the plans that she's got going on will can more than 2 million jobs. How is that good? How do people applaud that? Now, the 48,000 jobs added in Kentucky since President Trump, it includes 7,400 manufacturing jobs and 1,800 construction jobs. Remember, when these plants go in, when these plants start up, whether they're car plants, coal plants, whatever they are, when they start cranking out, you have to have support staff. So it's not just the people who operate the plants, who work in the plants. It's the people who work around the plants. It's the people that maintain homes in the areas. It's the gardeners, the plumbers, the electricians. They all have jobs supporting the homes in the area as well. Kentucky's unemployment rate reached 4%, lowest rate ever recorded in the state. That's terrible, isn't it? We can't. I don't know. This is just amazing. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. General Paul Valley will join us after the break. A lot going on overseas. We're just not hearing about it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. That's Edgar Winter's free ride. There are no free rides. Somebody is paying for this. I was listening to a young guy on video the other day, and he was talking about how Bernie is his man because Bernie is going to wipe out all of the college debt. And I was thinking, I'm sure you, young man, I'm sure your dad is very excited to hear that his taxes are going to go to be paying everybody else's college fund. And someday when you get a job, young man, you'll be paying back that bill because it ain't going to happen overnight. Somebody's going to have to pay for that. Hey, why is it okay for Biden's son to make money from China and Ukraine, but it's an impeachable event for Trump to ask about it? Are we not? I mean, seriously, The Earth is spinning backwards. It's the only response I have for you. But let's get a guy on that's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Maybe he can answer the question. Retired General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Love it when he's on the show with me. We get pretty straight, upfront information on what's going on overseas. General, thanks for joining me tonight. Appreciate your time.
Joe, thank you, and here's your voice in Montana.
Well, thank you, sir. So, don't you find it, I mean, you have to be really, have some issues between the ears to think that it's okay for Biden's son to make billions of dollars between China and Ukraine, and Trump says, well, how do they do that? And we should look into it, and now he needs to be impeached. I mean, have we lost our minds or what?
Well, a part of the population certainly has separated themselves and put themselves in the category of some utopian air of space out there that they reside in, and they are so far from reality that I have to sit back here in the woods in Montana and say, what is going on with these people?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is unbelievable.
Well, somebody, there was a little chat group going on, and they were saying, I yearn for the days of Obama, and I couldn't take it. I jumped in and said, you yearn for the days of some of the highest poverty rates this country has seen? You yearn for the days with some of the highest? I went through the whole list. They were rabid. It was like I threw fresh meat into a tank of piranha. It was great.
Oh, my
great.
God. They're so mesmerized over the years. And then I'm worried about some of our younger generation, a portion of them, not all of them, because some of them are getting very smart now because of Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and some others. But it's incredible the space in this world that they're living in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like it's not reality. The socialism and not supporting the values of the Constitution and our republic would have been so valuable, the most successful in the world in its history, the United States of America.
Well, look at General. They've been taught in school, first of all, that the Constitution was written by a bunch of rich old white guys who loved slaves, hated poor people or anyone of color. Right? 70% of millennials today say that they would vote for communism in the country because they think it's a better thing.
Yeah.
But that's because of all those liberal loons are teaching in our colleges across the country. It's just craziness. They really don't get it. They don't understand.
They don't realize these people came from other parts of the world, and they came in, and they came together, and
It's
the American Revolution against tyranny, the king, and freedom of speech, and all the great things that are in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Like, how hard is that to understand? But they don't teach it.
But they don't understand.
And they don't understand it.
Yeah,
we have members of Congress that don't understand it.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'd have to say about 90% of those people in Congress don't have a clue as to what that concept is.
They
don't have a clue. They wave it and scream about it, but that's about it.
All
right, so let's talk a little bit about North Korea. Again, he's firing off missiles, and I said, look, you know what he's doing is going, hey, what about me? You forgot about me. What are we doing? I don't think he's – what's going on in North Korea right now?
Oh, God, he's just shooting some missiles off. It's not a problem.
Well, I love how the left, though, and some of the people –
the cartels are a problem, okay?
Ooh.
The cartels are a problem.
He's not a
problem.
No. I agree with you. And these are all little distractions that they love to throw at you, right? And you had North Korea, again, firing off some missiles or what have you. This thing with Hong Kong. Give me some insight. Give us some of your thoughts.
That's serious.
I think it is, too. I think it's more serious than people realize. This is
very
a country
serious.
Or an area in the country that truly had some freedom. They had some liberty. And now that's being taken away from them.
Well, it's such a model for capitalism. Joe, I don't know whether you've ever been in Hong Kong. I've had an opportunity to be there several times. And the growth of Hong Kong in businesses, entrepreneurship, banking, finance, it's just absolutely a model for the whole world. And, of course, under that, under the time I noticed, under the British. But these people have been brought up with freedom and democracy as we know it. And now you have the Chinese leadership trying to put requirements on them that they can be extradited back to China and tried under Chinese laws. And that's what they're fighting. They want to fight for freedom. You see American flags in the streets over there.
No, that was
and then you have some of these idiots in the NBA that don't understand what's going on and going on television. I won't mention any names, but, you know, I just don't understand this world today that we're not more aware of what these entities and these countries and these leaderships that we see in, like, Venezuela.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we're not aware of the world we live in. It's very frustrating to me.
Well, I live in Venezuela North now. Did you know that? We are rationed with electricity. It goes on and off whenever the when they think it's too windy. I find it interesting because, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually, but we've got more wind farms than any other state in the union. And yet, when it gets windy, you know what we do? We shut the electricity down. I'm just...
For sure.
I don't get it.
Well, Gavin Newsom's blaming climate change and Trump for all the problems. But when you look at it, and I look at California, where I lived at for many years, why didn't they start PG&E, start putting all of these wires underground? Why did they let the environmentalists say you can't cut this brush any further than this from the lines?
Yeah, agreed.
And you have all of that fuel out there, and all you have to do is ignite it with one down line.
Yep.
Most of our fires in Montana are from lightning. But from down there, they're from wires that fall down or are interrupted by a branch or something. Anyhow.
Well, in Hong Kong, though, I mean, to your point earlier, we're going to break, but they were singing the American anthem. That was just so cool. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, General Valley, retired General Valley, will be back with me right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking at a red, white, and blue patriotic COG Keep America Great rally in Lexington, Kentucky. Were people in the crowd wearing Read the Transcript shirts? Referring to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the impeachment inquiry. Here's the president at the rally.
Because the Bidens got rich,
while America was robbed. And let me tell you, the fake news will not put it in. I watched the last debate, and this weakling named Anderson Cooper saying, well, it's totally unsubstantiated, Mr. Biden. It's totally unsubstantiated. What's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo. Sir, it's totally unsubstantiated, sir. I've never seen anything like it. Could you imagine if I did what he did?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. When you hear that intro, does Nancy Pelosi come to mind for anybody else other than me? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hour two, we're going to go back to the Katie Hill saga. Some of you get tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about it, too, but I'm also,
who's Katie Hill?
Story after story after story about how innocent she is and how, you know, men attacked her in this misogynistic world and environment. If she was a male, she would have got away with it. She would not have got away with it. The last 10 people that were brought up on ethics charges for this kind of behavior, 9 of them were men. So you know what? You would not have gotten away with it. Anyway, let me bring the guy on that knows everything about what's going on overseas. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, and I always enjoy having him on with me because we get the straight, easy-to-understand inside scoop of what's happening. Because I don't know if you people know this. General, I think you know this. Impeachment is not the only thing happening on the planet, right?
Yes, exactly right. Hey, but I want to say one thing, Joe. I really applaud your show and what you're doing, and I really look forward to a lot of people, organizations supporting what you're doing down in California, because you have a great show, you have a great message, despite what other naysayers may say, even about what you say, what I say, but at least we tell the truth,
yep,
and we don't apologize for it.
No. Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, really. I just want to hit on one thing we didn't finish up in the last segment, which was these sports figures. You know, people, we have taken sports figures, and I know you're not going to agree with me here to a point, and we've put them up as gods, and we've taken our veterans and we've shoved them down as the fourth class citizens, but in reality, it's the veterans we should be holding in high esteem. Why am I listening to a sports figure who's making millions of dollars a year, and part of that is predicated on this making sure that China is happy with selling their product, and he's telling us that we're wrong about what's going on in China? Stop listening to these people, okay? I mean, just nuts.
No, I agree. But yeah, you know, a lot of them, they got scholarships. They went to play football or baseball or basketball. They never finish their college education. They never have a real skill other than their athletic skill. Mm-hmm. Of course, when that goes away, then, you know, they hopefully can live off the money they've made. But they all should be thanking the president and what he's done for the economy, for black jobs, and others, Latino jobs in the, I mean, women, everything, it's up. Everything is positive
right.
about what's going on. But yet they're not smart enough, with some of them making multi-million dollars a year on sports of people that are out there working. They're paying $50 a ticket, $75 a ticket, $1,000 a ticket to go to a game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know how a family brings. How do you bring your kids? If you're a young guy, you're working hard, you know, you got three kids, you want to bring them to a baseball game. How do you do that anymore?
It's a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
At least.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't forget the $20 hot dog.
Where's the appreciation? And these guys are spoiled. They're spoiled rotten.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's not what it used to be. All right. You touched on something that I've talked about from time to time on the show. Everybody's afraid to discuss the cartels. You know, they are not dead and gone. They're not afraid of the Mexican government or any other government for that matter. At least I don't think they are. You may know more than me. But they are flourishing in Mexico. I know that from people that are down there, people that I've spoken with even recently about what's happening with the cartels. But they're still a very big danger to us, aren't they?
Well, you know, I've done, Joe, I got to tell you, I've probably done a dozen shows in the last 2 weeks on Syria. Excuse me, and ISIS and the threat from the Middle East. And I back Trump all the way. We don't need to bring any more body bags from the Middle East because they're really not a threat to us. They've got terrorists over there still, but let them solve that problem. They're more of a terrorist threat to their own people than to others. But our real threat is the cartels just south of our borders for a number of different ways. Human trafficking, sex trafficking, opioids, drugs. Look what they did in Sinaloa 2 weeks ago. And the Mexican officials, for the most part, know they're going to get whacked if they try to bear down on the cartels too much, because they'll come after them.
Right.
So I sent President Trump an updated U.S. border control plan that I did 2 years ago that I gave him. And he took phase one of that, put active duty forces on the border. But my point is to Trump in the follow-up update was that we can't play defense anymore.
No.
The serious threat south of the border are the cartels. Billions and billions of dollars they're making on drugs and everything else, gang support, even supporting the people coming up from Central and South America across the border into the United States, and then they hire them. The amount of women that are raped. So, to me, I'm telling President Trump, you've got to focus on covert operations based on good intelligence, hopefully working with the Mexican Marines, or the special ops in Mexico that we can trust, and we've got to neutralize and take out the cartels. That's the bigger threat to us right now, not ISIS or any Al-Qaeda or in the Middle East.
No, they're there. They're right there. I've done stories, and I'm not telling you any secrets here, but I've done stories where how much influence the cartels have in the legal system here, the court systems here in Los Angeles, Southern California, and so on. I've read article after article with proof. And, you know, if you think about it, the Sicilians have been dealing with the mafia for decades. And, you know, they've gone through some pretty bloody, you think you're having a war with another nation in trying to get the mafia under control. Now, they don't have them totally under control, but they've diminished them greatly in Sicily. I mean, do you see the same
yes.
kind of thing going on in Mexico or having to happen in Mexico as well?
Well, it's bigger. It's bigger than the mafia could ever think about.
Really?
As far as total dollars.
Okay.
I mean, it could be multiplied, I think, 100 times of what the mafia was dealing with in dollars and what they're dealing with today, billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Wow.
And so that's why I'm encouraging President Trump. We can't play defense anymore. We got to go on offense. And we do it covertly with special ops and Delta forces, just like we took out al-Baghdadi. We have the capability, and we have to do it. It's that important. So refocusing our national security threats, we have to put that as an ultimate priority right now.
So when he took out al-Baghdadi, and you the news sources are tripping over themselves not to give him credit, give it to the dog, give it... Right.
Sure, that's all right. He's part of our farm.
He didn't care. Yeah, he didn't care. He was like, fine.
No.
I just think it was so funny they could do that. Is ISIS seriously crippled now that they've lost him?
Yeah, of course they have. They've been crippled since we took them out. I mean, they control all of that area, plus northern Iraq. And we can't give it all ourselves the credit. Russia had a big part in this of taking them down.
Oh, you said the
okay.
R word.
Yeah.
Well, look, I brought up to a younger person the other day who was getting on my case about this. I said, hey, do you read history books? Do you understand what happened in World War II? Do you realize that we were in bed with Russia? We needed Russia. Mm-hmm. We got with the quote-unquote enemy. They knew what he was like. I said, but we needed them to win that war. We needed their help. And... what is the problem here? Why are people crazy about this? Because they don't know.
It's crazy. It's delusional. It's mythological. It's it's crazy. And the Russian people today are altogether different. They don't want a war against the United States. It's all a big myth. It's Russia collusion. Yeah. And even the people in Europe, as weak as they are now, realize that Russia's really not the threat anymore over there.
Go ahead.
They really aren't.
Let me ask you about the whistleblower, okay? And, you know, we tend to believe, no matter what, that if you see
a
man...
You got his name right.
What?
You got his name right. The area key. You got his name, didn't you?
No.
We know who he is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I have it. Eric Camellia.
Hang with me a couple of minutes after the break, because I want to talk about this guy a little bit and about, you know, we're taught to respect men in uniform. But not everybody in uniform has the right intentions. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm keeping the general on for a few more minutes after the break.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I love that piece. I want to be a man like you. That's right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, this just came across my screen. I haven't checked it out yet, but this is some of the best news you can get. House Republicans are considering moving Jim Jordan to the House Intelligence Committee tasked with impeachment. This has got to have the Democrats running out to buy as much toilet paper as you
can. Oh, I love it.
So
I love it.
That would be great. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, retired General Paul Vallely joins me. Always love when he's on the show because we get some straight, right up front information on what's going on around the world. All right, General, first of all, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me whenever you're on.
Okay, Joe, no problem.
All right, the whistleblower. Now, many of us,
yeah,
we're not in the service. You see a guy in uniform, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But this guy is not an upstanding guy, is he?
Let me tell you about Eric. On your show, Eric Sierra Mella, C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A, is the whistleblower.
Wow.
He was working with Strzok and Page and the FBI. He was working with the Deep State. And set up the Iranian hoax. directly linking the Russian hoax, Eric Germanella.
Wow.
He is the whistleblower, okay? And it's just explosive, the fact that Trump knows who he is now. And he ultimately initiated the Democratic fraud impeachment inquiry that emerged. And it really explains why Adam Schiff has gone to such great lengths to cover up the identity of this whistleblower, who is identified as Eric, I wish I could pronounce it, Joe, an Italian, Cirumella. Must be from Sicily, I don't know.
Oh, he's one of ours. Oh,
yep.
My God.
Yep. Eric. Nab this guy, yeah. Eric, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's so I've divulged it on your show tonight, so use it as best you can.
Oh, I will. I'll have a field day with it. Because the reality is, again, we look at our military men and we want to have the highest level of respect for them. But the more and more I hear about this guy, who he's involved with, what he's doing, you know, what's happening, you know, again, the group that he lines himself up with, this is scary. This is extremely scary. You know?
Not only is Cirumella a long suspected mole in the Trump White House, but Schiff is an obvious accomplice in this operation.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you talk about a real conspiracy.
Yeah, I have always said, this man, Schiff, he's been telling us, the Shifty Schiff is what I like to call him, but he has been telling us, what, for 3 years, that he has directly seen evidence with his own eyes that tied the president to the Russians. And what I've said forever is two things. One, he needs to either go to jail for treason, because if he knew about this and he knew all the information, it needs to be out there so the president can be arrested and taken care of, or he has lied on the president to the point where he needs to go to jail too. I mean, it's just...
Joe, it's all about treason and sedition.
Yep. I agree with you. Well, so, again, coming out of this, there's got to be more people. I am sure there are more people hanging out there.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the Obama
administration. The deep state is populated. That's all I'll say.
Oh, and they're
still populated.
They're up front personally. You hear them, they're out and about now. Who was the fellow the other day? I missed it, but he said, thank God for the deep state. Well, why?
Yeah,
right?
I saw that too.
God bless.
Oh, my
the people
God, yeah.
All right, listen, you do a lot of great things too for our vets. You're doing a lot of great things for the country. Tell people about your organization.
Well, we have two foundations, Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. The website is standupamericaus.org. And we do studies, we put together events, we do multiple TV, radio interviews, articles that are published nationwide. So go to our website, you can get it all there. And we also have the Soldiers Memorial Foundation, which is in honor of my son, who we lost in 2004 in Special Forces. And that's soldiersmemorialfund.org.
Well, they're a great organization.
That's what we do.
I know you're a great
patriot. Out of the woods in Montana.
Yeah, truly in God's country. Let me tell you what, buddy. You know, I know it is. And I'm down here at the gates to hell. Eventually I'll get smart enough to get out.
Well, you can come up in the woods and live with me. I have a generator. I have food for 6 months.
Oh,
wow. I got plenty of ammo and ammunition. I've got a lot of water. We got a lot of cattle. We have grizzly bears and moose and elk and everything you can, lots of deer. So
my wife could force me to move up there if you keep it up. I'm telling you. So.
I'm going to move you up here. You'll love it.
General, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time with me. God bless. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Bye.
General, retired General Paul Valley is a great guy. I love having him on the show. And always a pleasure to have him with me. You know, when he gives us information like that, Eric Cirumella, I'm going to get his real name here soon. And I don't know how some of you guys feel, because I feel like when I see a man in uniform most of the time, I'm thinking, you know, God bless him. Thanks for his work. Thanks for his service to the country. But when you have guys like this who have been in the service and know, that's treason. I mean, he's working against the president. He's lying on the president. And we let him get away with it. Because he's in uniform. And the Dems start making all kinds of noise. Listen, the whistleblower law was never intended for them to be able to maintain anonymity. That wasn't what it was all about. The whistleblower law was to keep them from retribution in their workplace, especially in the government. Nothing this man did falls under the whistleblower law. Nothing this man did should be or would allow the Democrats to protect them the way they're trying to protect them. Seriously. And to throw it right back in a Democrat's face, think about something here. Really simple. Think about the fact that these guys, are the Democrats, that is, that they're going out of their way. Why would they go out of their way so much to protect him in every way? Why not bring him into a room, three Democrats, three Republicans, no recording devices, and allow conversation? I mean, I don't know, but there are ways to make this happen. They want to talk about obstruction from our president or from Republicans. Really? You don't want the Republicans to ask questions in a hearing? Right? They can't read the transcripts? I'm just going back a ways. All the things they did to keep it from... And that's why I believe they finally went down to the vote, and now they have a problem. They have a major problem on this impeachment inquiry. Anybody kind of noticed that they didn't get one Republican vote? Not a one, and two abstentions from the Democrats. So they were sure they had some Republicans. All right? And now they're standing alone. And I don't have the numbers up on my screen, but I looked at them earlier today. And I was talking to the general during one of the breaks. They don't have in their rank and file, the Democrat rank and file is not up there in the numbers that they've been telling us for impeachment. They want them to legislate. They want them to move on. The Republicans, also a high number that do not want the impeachment. And there's a 9-point spread with independents. Independents want them to move along, get off their butts, and get something done. And impeachment is not getting something done. Think about something. They're going to spend the next couple of months trying to impeach the president. They're going to come back. Maybe they'll try to do it before the first. I don't know. But, you know, before Christmas. Because they think they're going to get a Christmas gift. Nancy Pelosi, listen, I know some of you can't stand her. I don't like her either. She's not a stupid woman. No matter how many times she can't find her place at the podium, she is not a stupid woman. She knows this is not, she fought this for a long time. She knows this is not going to go well. So she's got to figure out how to mitigate the damage that's going to happen here. And I don't know how she's going to do it. I'm even trying to think like her and help her out. I can't figure out how she's going to do it. Any way you cut it, if this goes past to the now see, I've got people on my side, on the right side of the aisle, that are 180 degrees from me when I say, let the Senate take it up. Let them go to a full-blown hearing. And let's subpoena every one of these people, that not only that they had in, because remember, at that point, we're running it. And I wouldn't shut the Dems down. I would let the Dems ask the asinine questions that they were asking before. And then you got Jim Jordan now, as I announced earlier. God bless him. I would love to see him in there pushing against Adam Schiff. We need fighters. We need warriors. No more of these, you know, what they used to refer to as, you know, these lily white guys in there. Trying to fight for us. They're not fighting for us. They don't know how to fight for us. They're never going to know how to fight for us because they don't have it in them. Right? I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. You know, I've been trying to let this Katie Hill thing go, but I can't. You know why? Because she won't. And listen, if anybody out there is listening to the show that knows her directly, she is more than welcome to come on here and call me out and talk to me about what went down and defend herself, because she should defend herself as well. Joe Senior Host, you've been listening to Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. We're coming back in an hour. I hope you, coming back in a bit. I hope you are too.